I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Earth's largest animals, whales, need a lot of food. That goes without saying, but new research from a team at Stanford University have found that whales need 10 to 20 tons of food on a feeding day, which is up to 3 times more than we initially thought. Of course, that also means 3 times more poo. And as whale poo drives nutrient recycling in the oceans, this could have a big impact on marine ecosystems. Katie King found out more from the lead author, Matthew Savoca.
Whales are massive, and because they're massive, they require a lot of food. And because they require a lot of food, they can tell us about ecosystem structure, function, and productivity.
And so just to give us a bit of perspective, how big are whales?
The size and scale of these animals is hard to overstate. One of the smallest ones is the minke whale, and that animal is a couple times larger than an elephant. They are, by weight, the largest animals in the history of life on Earth by a very big margin. They are almost twice as heavy as some of the largest dinosaurs.
Even though they are so giant, we don't actually see them that often. So how have we previously measured how much they're eating?
That's a great question. In the past, the vast, vast majority of estimates were done using models of metabolism. Another way is at whaling stations. So when we killed whales, researchers at these whaling stations would cut open the stomachs of the whales and try to weigh and measure how much food is inside the stomach. There hadn't really been a global study of this scale and scope conducted on living whales. So we actually hadn't really measured on a living whale how much food it was eating.
What methodology did you use when you were answering this question?
We collected these measurements using 3 primary sources of technology. One, our tags attached to the animals. These tags are able to tell us how many gulps of water these whales take. The second component we need is to know how big that gulp of water is. And so to do that, we used aerial drones and take very careful pictures and later measurements of those living whales. And then the third bit of technology was active acoustics, or an echo sounder. The instrument is able to tell us the density of prey within that swarm. And when you combine those 3 measurements, when you have the amount of prey in the water, from the drones you get the size of the gulp, and from the tags you get how many gulps they take. We're able to produce an estimate for how much these whales are eating in a given day.
So tell us, what's the answer? How much food does a whale eat?
In general, more than we expected. What we found is that they're probably eating somewhere between 10 and 20 tons a day on days that they're feeding.
What does that actually equate to in terms of percentage of body weight?
It equates to somewhere around, say, 10 to 20% of body weight on a day that they're feeding. It could be as little as 5%. It could be as high as 30%. Keep in mind that human beings eat about 5% of our body weight per day. But again, we eat every single day. Now imagine we only ate 1/3 of the days per year. We'd have to get in all that food in just 1/3 of the time.
What are the consequences of this finding that these creatures are eating so much more than we initially thought?
When whales are eating more than we thought, it means that they're pooping more than we thought. And what that means is that they're recycling more of these limiting nutrients. What we found are that ecosystems with whales are actually more productive than ecosystems without whales. We need a world with whales, and this work helps expand our understanding of why that's so.